Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate
Spectrum
now at fightingblindness.org.
Watching TV isn't the
a
same
public
experience
service message
for everyone.
From the
Download
Foundation
the
Fighting
new
Blindness.
Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message.
We all know
the
stories.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, P-H-O-N-E-F-A-I-T-H, by calling 209-399-9465 What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. By the way, if you missed the first hour, you can go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You archive the show. All the shows are archived. So if you missed the 8 years we've been on the radio,
you got a lot of catching up.
There's over 400 shows archived. So the first hours there will be there too, and be there later tonight, early tomorrow.
That all depends on Christopher.
Yeah, when he sends us the show.
Yes.
So now, like I said, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and it's time for trivia. This is your host, Michael. This was a number one song in its day. Who is singing this song? This was a huge song. Who's singing it? 407? 894-1680. Who is singing this song? Okay, Chris.
It's a little distorted on our end, Chris, so that's enough.
The phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Now, a lot of people did this song.
Right.
I don't want to know. I only want to know who's singing this song, the one I just played. Don't tell me about Louis and Harry and all the other people who did this song. I want to know who's singing this song. Okay, that's the question. Who is singing this song? You just heard a voice. Okay. This song was number one by this person. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. Huge song for those people who remember. And it's funny. This song was done originally was done in Italian. And nobody knew what it was, unless you were Italian, knew who was singing. And the words were all in Italian and became big. The original one was, I can't even say it, Dominican, like Demuku. If somebody can call up and correct me, how do you say the name? Dominican, Dominican, something.
The original one?
Yeah, the original. That was the original.
And it's
all in Italian.
My mother used
that was
to
all
say
in
this.
Italian. This was the big song in English made by this singer, but a lot of other people did it. I don't want to know who sang it. I only want to know this guy. Who's what's his name? 407-894-1680.
He was big.
He had the big version.
I had his little 45 records in my little record box.
That's funny because a lot of people won't even know what a 45 is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a ton of them. And
yeah.
When I moved one time, I lost the entire box.
Actually, my granddaughter.
For those
has
people
them now.
That are younger, they might not even know what a record is.
That's true.
Oh, my niece does. She's got a ton of vinyls.
She loves
her vinyls. They are back in style.
Oh, yeah. And you can go to the thrift shop and pick up a little turntable and a box thingy.
She loves
her vinyls.
They don't
know what a turntable is either.
A record player. Yeah. Anybody, Chris? Oh, sweet.
I know certain people that know the... I like to have a nuke caller. But I'm sure some of our old folks know who's singing this
old
song.
Old folks? Are you
watch it now.
Old folks out
well,
there?
Well, I'm not saying age. I'm saying our old players.
Oh, you mean our old listeners.
Yeah. I'm not talking about age.
Listeners.
I'm not talking about their age. I'm talking about people that have been listening for
our
a long time.
Our senior listeners.
Meanwhile, Sheila, I loved your Halloween questions. That was fun. I was hoping we had time for another one, but I don't think we will this second hour.
Well, if we do, I got more.
Or you could call in next week on our show next week and squeeze one in.
All right. I got three callers on the phone line.
Ah, that's a lucky one tonight. Three again.
All right. So,
any new caller?
Yes, sir, it is. We got one new caller calling from Wellington, Florida. Her name is Victoria. Then we got good friend Sid from Boca Raton. And then we got our friend John Stroop from Clinton, Indiana.
Oh, I knew John knew it.
All right.
Who is the second one? Sid?
Sid.
Sid?
I don't know Sid. Who that is.
That's a new caller, too. Sid's a new caller, too.
We don't know Sid. Yeah. Anyway, who's the first new caller?
So, Victoria.
Victoria.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Victoria from Wellington, Florida. Another one from Wellington.
Yeah. Wellington is in the house tonight. All right, so it might be kind of hard to hear because I was having a hard time trying to hear Victoria. Victoria, if you have me on the speakerphone, pull me off the speakerphone and put the phone to your ear so I can get a good, clean sound from you. Oh, okay. Oh. All right, never mind.
Oh, bye. Don't distract her too much.
Right. So she's driving. So Victoria, tell me who was singing that song.
I can't hear it.
I think she
did. We lose her.
I said I think it's Bobby Vinton.
No, it wasn't Bobby Vinton. Sorry.
Thank you, Victoria.
Okay, thank you. Keep on listening.
Keep on listening.
Driving around down there listening to WFTL.
Victoria, you sound kind of young. What you know about music like that, Victoria?
Who's next, Chris?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Victoria.
Who's the next new caller?
Let's go to our good friend Sid in Boca Raton. Sid, how you doing?
Fred. Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Who?
Fred.
Fred.
I thought he was right.
Yeah.
I recognize the singer. Yeah, I recognize the singer right away because I'm familiar with all those songs back then, and I believe that was Bobby Rydell.
There you
100%
go.
100% right. It was Bobby Rydell.
Fred knows his oldies. He's won before. That's terrific. Okay, what did he win, Michael?
He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway's coming your way. $10 gift card.
Thank you, Fred.
By any chance.
Thank you.
Fred?
Yeah.
By any chance, I don't know how do you pronounce the original. Do you know the original Italian person who did the song?
Yeah, that's Bobby Rydell was this.
No. I'm talking about the original. Yes, Bobby Rydell, you're right. But I'm saying the Italian version, the one that came out first, the first name was Dominican.
Oh, that was Domingo. I remember.
How do you say it? That's the question. How do you say his name?
Domingo de la Fus.
No, it was
that's
Dominican.
Right. Domingo. I can't remember his
last name.
Well, Chris
could look
name.
It up.
I can't pronounce the name.
Or call, look it up and call back and let Chris know. Okay, we got to go to break.
Fred, hold on one moment, Fred. Don't hang up, all right, Fred?
Chris, we have to go to break.
Dominican. Right. I used to always say Dominican Manduzio.
Domingo is what he said.
A break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Oh,
spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit
Become
us online
valued team
at lighthousecfl.org.
Where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely wish and hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And if you're a new caller listening, love to hear from you. Okay, Lynn, you're up.
My turn again. Well, we'd like to introduce for the very first time our guest of this segment, and her name is Nicole Mays Jackson. Nicole is a minister, an author, an entrepreneur, the youngest woman of color to open an agency offering foster care, adoption, home, and community services in Houston, Texas, and she was featured in Ebony Magazine. So welcome, Nicole. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, you have so many, what's the word, accolades?
I
don't know which one to pick here, but say hello to our co-host Sheila Young tonight.
Hi, Ms. Sheila Young. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
This is Michael, your host. Thank you for coming on board.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about your adventures with the children, because I worked with the school system for 14 years with blind, low vision, and multiply challenged children. So I'm very anxious to hear about your experience.
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Okay tonight, and glad you came on board.
Yeah,
love to hear from your story. Love to hear your story.
Funny thing how life is, isn't it, Nicole, how we met you?
It really is. I'm just so excited to be here.
Actually, I'll just say it very quickly. If you all recall, we had Mario Bonds on several months ago. He's the one, the blind gentleman that got stuck in the elevator at the Holiday Inn Express. And then his sister is a talent agent. And she said, you need to have Nicole Mays Jackson on the show.
So that's how we met.
Yes. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity. And I'm thankful so much for Nora to being able to connect us.
Right. So what would you like to highlight? I guess the work that you do with children in Houston.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I would love to highlight. So the name of my agency is One Care Premier Services. And we are a foster care, adoption agency, and home and community-based service agency in the Houston, Texas area. And so home and community-based services is where we deal with clients who have intellectual disabilities. And so they may have autism, they may have physical disabilities, they may have all kinds of disabilities that they need assistance for someone to care for them. It is a Medicaid waiver program. And so we make sure that we are able to, you know, assist parents who deal with clients who have intellectual disabilities because they need so much support. We also do foster care and adoption, like I said, and, you know, November is coming up and it is National Adoption Month. And so it is hard for us to have some of our children who are in care who may have intellectual disabilities or who are autistic and aren't able to, you know, get a home right away, just as you would a child without a disability. And so if you go to our website at One Care Premier Services, you can see all of the things that we're doing in the community as well.
Nicole, is it the numeral one?
The number one. Mm-hmm. It's the number one. So you can just type in onecarepremierservices.com and you can see our website and the services that we currently offer. And so I just want to really make it push it home to, November being National Adoption Month. And we have so many things coming up, sponsorship opportunities as well, to be able to sponsor a child because the holidays are coming up too. And our children who are suffering with intellectual disabilities, you know, sometimes their parents have a hard time being able to provide things for them because they need so many items, you know, that a normal child wouldn't need at times. Therapies, certain therapies they might need that's not covered, different things of that nature. And so we really want to push to be advocates to assist them in any way we can.
Nicole, are you aware of any similar I'm going to use the word operation because I can't think of another word. In other states, do you partner with any other?
No, we don't have any that we currently partner out of state right now. But we do partner with different agencies here in Houston. We do work with the agency that's just a foster care and adoption agency as well, which is called Passions for Families. We do also work with, Department of Family and Protective Services here in Houston. And we also work with just different organizations that will come out and help us to get this information out to be able to get individuals to come in and help out and donate as well.
It just seems like, don't you agree, Sheila, that we never heard about autism before. I don't even think 10 years ago I heard the word autism.
Oh, I now, did. But
well,
I, you, but I worked,
in education.
Yeah, I worked in the education.
Yeah,
field,
but it just,
yes.
But yeah. What I mean is it's overwhelming now. Every time you turn around, you hear the word autism.
And, well, I don't think, I really feel, and Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong, but I really feel that a lot of situations people thought were ADD or something and didn't realize that it was on the spectrum.
Correct. I totally agree. I'll give you the example. You know, my middle daughter, she has intellectual disability. She is she's not on the spectrum, but she does have a learning disability. And so I had to go through the process of getting her tested and do things of that nature. And that's still children that we deal with, too, that have intellectual disabilities. It's not just one facet. You know what I mean? And I just want people to understand that as well, to be an advocate for that, because some children have intellectual disabilities and you don't even know. And you think of it as a stigma or a bad thing, but it's really not at all. And I think that it's so much awareness that needs to be had in regards to it.
And autism, it's amazing to me how many children I worked with that were on the spectrum that are brilliant.
Yes. When I say brilliant, I mean brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant. Beyond belief.
Beyond belief.
Now your service, I'm going to assume, is strictly in Houston, right?
It is strictly in Houston right now. God willing, we know, I do want to expand to Dallas. I have not thought about going outside of the state of Texas yet, but we are looking to expand to Dallas.
Now, for people that are listening in the Houston area, Dallas area, tell them how to, what would be the first step that they would take if they were interested?
Sure. So if they were interested in becoming a foster parent.
Or adopting, yeah.
Yeah, foster parent or adopting, you can go to our website at onecarepremierservices.com and you will see our foster home developer who is so great, Sophia Bain, and she will walk you through that process. It is a process. I tell people all the time, if you just want to foster, it's going to take you 2 to 3 months to just become a foster parent. And that requires you to at least be 25 years old or older, be able to make sure you are being able to have a steady income coming in, and then also pass the background, and then a laundry list of other things that I'm not going to even name today. Okay. And it's the same process for adoption as well. The only thing with adoption is that, you know, it's very, it's lengthy because we want to make sure that we're matching forever families. And so that means that, you know, CPS has a lot to do with if they want to place that child or think that that child would be a good fit in the adoption realm. So that does take longer. I tell people that all the time. It can take a year, 2 years. I've seen 3 to 5 years for adoptions. Okay. And you would think that it wouldn't be that long, but when you have a certain child that you're wanting to adopt, it does take that long. With home and community-based services for clients who have intellectual disabilities, home and community-based services, they are in all states, okay? They might be called different things, but they are in, that service is in all states. And so with that service, it's a Medicaid waiver program. And so if you just type in home and community-based services in whatever state you're in, it's going to pop up and it's going to give you the guidelines to be able to be on the program according to your state.
Wow. Well, I would hope that it would be a long process because you don't want to position a child or, you know, put a child with someone that isn't
correct,
long-term dedicated. You just correct, don't.
You don't. And it's not healthy for the child or no, family as well.
No, not at all.
So, yeah.
Nicole, I understand you're a minister also. Tell us a little bit. Do you have a whole congregation?
No, I don't have a whole congregation.
Let me tell you something very quickly. The station you're on right now, our flagship station, WOKB 1680 AM in Orlando, is the oldest gospel radio station since 1958.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening to you. That's why I asked you. Tell us a little bit about your ministry.
So with my ministry, you know, God called me to minister. I want to say about maybe 2 to 3 years ago, and I was fighting it, you know, but I knew that he wanted me to be able to preach his word, to be able to share my experiences and the things that he has done for me with others. And so, you know, it's just something that I don't take for granted. I, you know, being ordained was an experience I'll never forget. And when people see me sometimes, they're like, are you a minister? I'm like, what is a minister supposed to look like?
You know? You're beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you dress beautifully and pretty snazzy. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I am I'm a fashionista. I am. And so, you know, when God has a calling on your life and he wants you to do what he wants you to do, when you fight it, it's not good. But I will tell you that sometimes I felt that I wasn't even worthy to talk about his word, to preach his word. And sometimes even to this day right now, I just get like, oh, God, do you really want me to do this? But, you know, I take it with strides and I thank God that I'm able to touch women. I'm able to touch children. I'm able to touch people who I come in contact with whenever he is ready for me to do what he called me to do.
How did Ebony Magazine, I can't even talk. How did Ebony Magazine find out about you?
You know what? They reached out to me. And so they reached out actually to my manager. And so I was like, oh, yay, this is awesome. They found us online. And so how can you, you know.
That's neat. Man,
it is neat. It is neat. I mean, when God starts opening doors for you in rooms that you would never even believe, it does something to you. And so I don't take it for granted and I'm really thankful for it.
Well, you have a wonderful mission and I hope many of your children will, well, hopefully be on their way to adoption or yes. being fostered, because like you said, November is, you said Adoption Awareness Month?
Yes, it is National Adoption Month throughout the U.S. Please go to our website, sponsor a child for Christmas, sponsor a child for National Adoption Month. We have some family enrichment programs that we're working on right now and activities. We want to be able to provide things for our children that the state will not, you know, take care of. You know, we have so many kids who are in cheerleading or who are wanting to do cooking classes or go to
right. camps. It all costs money.
I have a question.
You know, it all costs money.
I have a question. This is Michael. I have a question.
Sure.
I have family members that adopted children years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, they had adoption homes and all over the country. Today, my question to you today, are there any adoption homes today?
You mean like foster home?
Foster homes?
No, not foster homes.
What's an adoption home?
Yeah, I don't know what an adoption,
adoption home
is.
Was where you go and you want a child. And
this is an agency that places them.
Yes. This is homes. These are homes. Yes. Not a home, not an individual home. These are like the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, she said it can take a year, 2 years. They do it very slowly so they get placed in a proper home.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're saying more of a facility. So they don't have any adoption facilities. If they do have a facility, it would be a facility strictly for foster children. And then you do have individual homes with individuals, like say you, Michael, or Sheila, and you wanted to adopt, that's the homes that they currently have, you know, right now. But they don't have any boarding homes that's strictly for, you know, adopted children.
But there is a place mm-hmm. still in this country where you can adopt a child?
Yes, you can.
That's what she does. That's the name of her. That's what
Foster, I understand.
No, she does adoptions too.
Nicole, I have a question.
Yes.
I could not adopt a child because mm-hmm. one, my age, and two, my being a single woman who is blind. Now, if I go to your website and I want to sponsor a couple of children for mm-hmm. the holidays, is your website user-friendly for a blind person? Is it accessible?
You know what? It is not right now at this current time, but what I can do is I can make sure that, but it is accessible, but it's not accessible for what you asked me. But what we can do is I can give you the information to our office, and anyone who is wanting to get information on sponsoring a child, we would so love that, and we would love to walk you through that process.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Nicole Mays Jackson.
Thank you.
It was really
a pleasure to meet you.
Really, thank just you. You're such an inspiration, and good luck to you in all your work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Chris, we better go to break because we have another guest lined up.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That was a very interesting interview.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO totostudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone, and we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. All that truly matters in the end is that you love.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Love to hear from you. Call 407-894-1680. And definitely, if you're listening for the first time, love to hear from you. This is a talk show. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Love to hear from you. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, Chris, I'm not allowed to say anything. Don't put that on there. I'll keep it to myself. Michael doesn't want to be, oh, well, wait a minute. That's good. Okay. He's not want to know until we go off the air. But that's okay. That's good. Anyway, Sheila was nice enough to bring on a new friend tonight that we're going to meet. And her name is Cache Wells. And I am actually going to turn this interview over to Sheila, since she knows this young lady.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
I am honored. I would love, I'm going to start your story when I'm on the call, if we have time, and I'm going to invite somebody throughout the country to be on. But tonight I have asked Cache Wells from Jacksonville, Florida to be here. So good evening, Cache. How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yep, this is Lynn and Michael. And
otherwise known as Michael and Lynn.
Lynn's the boss. Anyway, Cache is the president of the Jacksonville Council of the Blind, which is one of our affiliates under the Florida Council. And Cache is a mother, a singer, a writer, a just all-around talented woman. She is on the Board of Publications with the American Council of the Blind. So, Cache, how did you, you were born and raised in Jacksonville, right?
Yes, I am a Jacksonville native.
Which is unbelievable.
Another Jacksonville person tonight. Exactly.
So, and you were sighted at one time, weren't you?
I was sighted until the age of 30.
And what was your cause of losing your vision?
Macular degeneration is my, what I call my official diagnosis. I feel like, you know, that's, they didn't know what box to put me in, and that was the box. You know, I've always been a child who wore glasses. I went to the eye doctor every year, and really from my visit to from 29 to 30, I went, I had, you know, just the usual things. And, you know, I left out of there saying I had already lost 90%, and they didn't really understand or could figure out why. And so that was the beginning of my journey into blindness, really.
Wow. And you're very involved in your church and your community. So tell us what all you do in for now that you've lost, you still have some vision. You're low vision.
I'm very low vision now, yes.
Yeah. But tell us what you do in your daily life. You have children.
Well, yeah, I am a mother too, a son and a daughter, and I have one grandson. And I feel like my life purpose is being able to give and to serve. And so even as a teenager, I knew that this was going to be my journey. I've always worked and given back and volunteered in some capacity because I saw my parents doing the same thing, and they encouraged me to do that. So it was just natural for me. So I have volunteered probably as early as 19 with local nonprofit organizations like NAACP, the Jacksonville Urban League, just local community things. And of course, being a leader, even in my church for almost 30 years, mostly as a youth advisor, from Sunday school teacher. Most of that, I was a dance choreographer because I love to dance and I teach dance. So most of that was as a dance choreographer. And so that was my leap board for just volunteering in that. And then, of course, I do things outside of the, like I said, with the American Cancer Society, American Cancer Society, which is where I was the mission education chair before blindness drove me to find a community of my own.
And hang on, Cache. If anybody would like to say hi to Cache or ask her any questions, call 407-894-1680. So tell us about your experience with the Board of Publications. What is your, what do you do? What is the Board of Publications? Because people probably don't know. And then what do you do on the board?
Oh, okay. So the Board of Publications for the American Council Society, American Council for the Blind. I've been everywhere.
Which organization are you talking about?
I know. American Council of the Blind. Okay. It's like I'm everywhere. I was like, I have to figure out what hat I have on today. It's very interesting. When I first got into it, I thought it was one thing because, of course, being a writer and being creative that way, that's what kind of opened my eyes to the Braille form and all that. So after doing my research, they are the governing body that really puts policies in place and make sure that we're governing those things that fall in line up under that, which is the Braille Forum, dots and dashes, social platforms, media. So it encompasses a lot of different things. So we help govern, as they say, the flowing of order as you would say, for the Board of Publications. So that's what it does. And what we do individually is help to maintain those policies. We do a lot of editing. We try to get a lot of people engaged in writing. I think for me, my purpose in the Board of Publications is I love to hear a person's voice. And I think this organization is a great platform for us to not just advocate and bring awareness, but it's also an avenue where we can share our stories, because it was one thing that drew me to this organization. I tell people that blindness drove me to find a place. And so when I connected, I found somewhere that I could belong. And so that was the beginning place for me getting involved on a national level.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. And that was you found a good place, that's for sure. Sheila, before we go off the air, because we're running out of time, Kishay, I would like you to I'm going to read a paragraph from something that you wrote, but I would like you to just preface it very briefly so that it's all in context. The article that you wrote, Our Rose Remembered, because I feel it's very relevant to what's going on in Israel, and also what just happened in our family as we lost a dear family member. So I would like to read that last paragraph about the rose, but could you just set it up for me a little bit?
Okay, I definitely.
Why you wrote it? Meaning, why did you write it?
The reason that I wrote it was because a very close friend of mine, I journeyed with him during the pandemic, and to see him watch his mother transition through health challenges and then subsequently passing away from COVID, and just being a friend to him and his family. And I wanted to be able to share my experiences with him and his family and his mother. And it also helped me to reflect on my own family members who were no longer here. And it just helped me to remember their legacy that they gave to us.
So you're equating, like, you're kind of saying that each person is a beautiful rose planted on this earth, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm quoting you, bringing fulfillment of joy, beauty, and love to everyone they touch from the very first day of their birth. So I'm going to read the last paragraph because this just was very meaningful to me, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Every petal of this beautiful rose of our sweet, dear loved one has been extended to its full potential reach. As they pass on the baton to those of us whom they loved and always cared enough to teach, remember that when the tears fall and your heart tries to, I'm sorry, where am I? Remember that when the tears fall and your heart tries to fill with sorrow, you should carry on the words and the lessons and the values that they have shared along the way to make your next move your best move as you face another tomorrow. Know that yesterday's sun has set and our loved one's assignment is now complete. Although in this moment, it seems greatly unimaginable that today's sadness will one day be replaced with the joy of their wonderful smile and full of the memories we've had with each of them. And you should understand that tomorrow will be your time to rise up and leave your own imprint in this world, just as our beautiful rose, your loved one, has done, in memory of my dear family and friends that are no longer here with us. Cachet Wells.
This is Michael. That was beautiful. I'm choked.
So fun.
That was very beautiful.
So relevant.
Unbelievable.
So appropriate.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that Sheila introduced us to you so I got a chance to read that.
Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Think it's very important that we shower those that we love with their flowers now, but even when they're gone, we can remember them through the reliving of flowering in our hearts. And so that's a great.
Well, you're a very creative writer.
Thank you, Cachet. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
So we hope that you continue to listen to the show and not just when Sheila tells you about the show.
I've actually popped a few times, so, you know.
you have listened a few times?
Listened, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Well, now you're part of the show.
You might not always agree with us.
That's right.
Some of our opinions.
I don't agree with them.
But all I can say is I'm choked with that poem that you
wrote.
I'm
telling you. Sheila asked me if I would read the whole thing. I said, I don't know if I can read the whole thing, Sheila. I can hardly talk. And so I said, well,
you did good.
Let me look at it. I'll just read the last paragraph. That's why I asked Cachet to preface it for me.
Yeah. Well, Cache, thank you so much for coming in tonight and being with us, and keep us informed on how your progression is doing with the BOP in Jacksonville. And I know you got some travels coming up, so have safe travels, and I will be talking to you soon.
Thank you, thank you guys for having me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for coming on board.
Pleasure.
Thank
meeting
you so much.
All righty. So I think I'll do my wrap up, and then we can talk to Sheila and Chris a little bit. But before I do anything, we have to wish Chris a safe trip.
Yep.
And come back to us real fast.
Because yep. He won't be with us next week.
Right. We'll miss him next week. But Glenn Allgood will be with us.
Yes.
And Glenn, if you don't know, is the morning show host on WOKB. And he's been there many years, so he knows the ropes.
He's the host of the show.
That's right. Morning show at WOKB 1680. Oh, my goodness. So next week, oh, my goodness, it's going to be a super-duper busy week. Not only is it our annual Halloween show, but we have many guests lined up here. And our co-host, Charles Brooks, will be with us. He usually is, I think, on Halloween weekend. And guest Donovan Battelle from Alabama Industries for the Blind. Lance Johnson, pardon me, Foundation Fighting Blindness. He will be here to tell us what he does there. And guess who? Peter Cucciavi, the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, and of course, all of our annual Halloween fun. So it's going to be
great tributes too.
Yeah, maybe we get to talk to Leonardo next week. Yeah. Ask him what his Halloween costume is. Peter's little boy.
Yeah, I know.
That would be fun.
It would be.
So what else, Sheila Young?
Our local Foundation Fighting Blindness is doing a workshop Saturday at the Altamont. Oh, and I don't have the address.
What kind of workshop?
It's they're doing mobility, and they're doing Leslie Spoon will be there.
Yeah, the exercise guru.
Talking about exercising and staying healthy. And I don't remember the address. I want to say it's 10 to 12 on Saturday morning. I'm sure that the information is at the Foundation Fighting Blindness website.
And aren't you running a candy fundraiser?
Yes, our local chapter is doing the Seas Candy, and all proceeds go to the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. And any money that we raise goes towards helping our members with the cost to go into convention, because our convention will be in Jacksonville in May, and then our national convention will be in Jacksonville in July. So
time is just flying.
Oh my goodness.
Next Sunday is the last Sunday of October.
I know. I don't even want to think about it. It's just so hard to believe that this year is almost over. I don't know where it went.
This is Michael.
It is?
Yep. Listen, folks, if you have an organization, if you have any fundraising thing that you want to talk about, if you have something, call next week. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Or you can write to us, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat that. Write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, @blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Tell us about your organization. Tell us about what you're trying to do. If you're trying to raise some money, let us know. Love to hear from you, whether you call or you write. Love to hear from you.
If anyone is in Orlando and wants to learn more about our local chapter of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Forgot that part. And I will be happy to, they will share it with me, and I'll be happy to reach out to you, because we have awesome support system.
You do. Let's say goodnight to Chris before we go off the air and wish him well. You there still, Chris?
You there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm right here. I hadn't gone anywhere yet. I'm trying not to say anything.
You sound like you have a cold.
Yeah, it's like probably a sinus with this headache. That stuff just came in. So I'm going to go home and work out.
You're not going to rest. You're going to work out.
Yeah, I'm going to work out, build up this sweat, build up a nice little sweat to make it, to make my temperature rise. And then let it.
Never heard such a thing.
Yeah, just let it ease out.
Chris, have a safe trip next weekend. Be careful.
Thank you. I will. Carter said hi. He told me.
Hi, Carter.
Hi, Carter.
They said hi, Carter.
Hello. For those who don't know, Carter's this.
Stay tuned after us and listen to Carter.
And WOKB, Carter comes out from 10 to 11.
Or is it 9 to 11?
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry. 9 to 9 to, is Carter on from 9 to 10 or 9 to 11?
9 to 10, 9 to 11, 9 to 12. It all depends. It all depends. But 9 to 10.
Yeah, you've got a great show. People should listen. What's the app, by the way? What's the FM numbers again?
100.7 FM.
So if you turned on 107.7 FM, right.
100.7 FM.
100.7 FM. So if you asked your smart speaker to play that, you'd get Carter even on that station?
Yeah, all you got to do is go to the app and just WOKBradio.com or say your friend name. I'm not going to say the name because I want to mess up somebody who's listening. And you tell them, hey, go to WOKB, and it'll pull right up on your app.
But you just said people don't know about Alexa. I'll say it nice and slow.
Yeah. Why'd you mess them up? Now Alexa done stopped on everybody. Oh, I did it too.
I want you to know, Chris, in 3 minutes, this computer is going to be swiped away from me.
I got you. In 3 minutes, I'm ready.
In 3 minutes, he's going to grab my computer and listen to you-know-who, the Eagles.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Don't say nothing.
I'm not going to say nothing. That's why I didn't say anything. Because everybody, one team is flying high and the other team is swimming in the water.
Chris, we're going to miss you next week.
Hey, I'm calling in.
Oh, goody.
I'll be calling in so I can just say goody. Hi.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Don't forget, it's a time difference.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? I'm in a 3-hour block, so I got to make sure I call at 4 o'clock my time.
Correct.
Are you staying at a relative's place while you're doing the wedding?
No. I'll be staying in a hotel.
Oh, okay.
The Ritz.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. Thank
you. Well, thanks for listening, folks.
Thank you, Sheila. It was a wonderful show, Sheila.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Sheila.
For those folks who are listening for the first time, I hope you'll join us again next week. Listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night, everybody.
Love you, Sheila. Love thanks you, Chris.
Love thanks you, too.
Have a good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.